They still haven't lifted a finger to do this yet. And that is something that is very troublesome, if you will. You can comment on that at Facebook Connection or Doug at DougStephan.com or Twitter. Our focus all too often here becomes Facebook-focused. And that's because they're the big gorilla here. But a lot of people are getting tired. Dylan listens to us in Cincinnati. All right, Dylan, so what's your beef with Facebook?
Well, to really explain my beef with Facebook, I have to talk for a sec about, you know, when everyone signed up for MySpace years ago, when that was the thing before Facebook. Mm-hmm. When users signed up for MySpace, they signed up with the knowledge that everything you published was public unless you opted for it to be private. With Facebook, it was the complete opposite. They said, no, you can trust us. We'll keep your data. Your data's going to be safe. It's going to be private. We're not going to share it with people whom you don't want to see it. And people signed up assuming that it was going to be private unless they opted for it to be public. And this is a private company that has now proven time and time again that they are not trustworthy, that they do leak this information, that it's not secure, and anything you put there you should really consider it to be public at this point. And everyone's talked about these privacy issues lately. I've got an even bigger problem. They're censoring users now. They're attacking free speech. If you post on Facebook and say, I'm thinking about deleting my Facebook account because of the privacy issues here, or just say, I'm thinking about deleting my Facebook account. One of my other favorite radio shows, Leo Laporte, did an experiment with this. Sent thousands of people to Facebook. They did this. Over half of those posts got deleted within minutes, mysteriously.
Wow. So they have in the cookies, or however they do it, they have, if there's a word like that, they have automatically worked into how the script to take it out, take it down. Wow.
So
that's exactly what they're doing.
It wasn't the account that got deleted. It was just the post, the individual post.
Well, there was a radio station, I can't recall the name of it now, in Texas that posted about this, that, hey, Leo Laporte said he was going to delete his Facebook account because of the privacy issues. That radio station's public fan page got deleted with no explanation at all.
From Facebook.
Facebook,
yeah. Wow.
Deleted them and didn't say.
Right. So they're going through the same thing. They become big and arrogant. This kid needs to be slapped around a little bit. He has no life experience. He's a geek. He doesn't get it. A lot of people are trying to get the control of Facebook away from him. He says, no, I'm going to keep it. It's supposedly worth $20 billion or something. Who the hell knows? But that's a kind of disturbing thought that you've shared with us, Dylan. Thank you for letting us know. Appreciate it.
And another thing, they've been called out on this, which a lot of people don't know. They've been called out on this by press, and their response by one of their employees, their response was, well, you don't have to play here. It's opt-in. You don't have to play in Facebook. If you don't like how we do things, you can go somewhere else.
Well, that's it. Yeah, sure. And maybe that's what people that's what people need to know more of, so that other things can develop, and these people and their arrogance go away. It's really amazing what the human condition has not learned about avarice.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this right now.
Yeah, see what happens. Dylan, thank you for your call and your time.
I'm going to post Dylan's comment and see if they delete my comment about Dylan's comment.
Great idea. Everybody follow that on Richie's Facebook page. Go to the Doug, you want to put that up on our thing,
Clay
too?
Yeah, can post it as well.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Say
Clay.
We just had a caller call in and say that Facebook is deleting comments about people deleting their accounts.
Facebook says they're going to unveil sweeping changes to their privacy settings next week in response to all these complaints, Clay. Various advocacy groups, various regulators. The world's largest social networking site now is Facebook, and they are facing regulatory scrutiny, again, because of their arrogance, because of their avarice. This is going on not only here, but in Europe. Privacy settings are not tight enough. That is a concern as well, isn't it, Clay?
Yeah, but five.